North Korea today rejected a Japanese demand that it scrap its nuclear weapons program. The demand and rejection occurred on the first of 2 days of talks in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on the normalization of relations between Japan and North Korea. The talks also focused on North Korea's abduction, decades ago, of Japanese citizens, some of whom recently returned to Japan. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Tokyo. Does North Korea's refusal to abandon its nuclear program come as a surprise to anyone?
Not really, Bob. North Korea has been saying for some days now that it believes it has the right to possess nuclear weapons in order to defend itself, it says. And during the talks today, a North Korean official told his Japanese counterpart that specifically North Korea believes it needs to defend itself against a, quote, hostile United States. It says the U.S. is, quote, at the root of the problem. And as you mentioned, there's another major sticking point here, and that's the issue of these 13 people who were abducted by North Korea back in the 1970s and 1980s. North Korea has finally admitted that, in fact, it essentially kidnapped these people. Now, North Korea was hoping that would be the end of the dispute and it could move on, but Japanese officials say no, there are still a lot of unanswered questions we need to talk about.
Five of them returned home recently. Will they be staying in Japan?
A very good question. We don't know. They've extended their stay. They were supposed to come here for a 2-week visit. They're stayed a few days past that already. The Japanese government says they should not be forced to return to North Korea. The problem is that their family, we have to remember that these people essentially spend 25 years in North Korea and they have children who are still in North Korea. And the question is, what happens to them? Well, one Japanese official says that when it comes to this issue, Japan and North Korea are, quote, on a collision course.
Was North Korea interested in establishing diplomatic relations with Japan?
In a word, money. Japan has it and North Korea needs it desperately. North Korea's economy is not doing well, to put it mildly. And lately, it's begun to open its doors just a crack to foreign investment. What it needs in the short term, though, is financial aid in the form of food aid from Japan. A figure that's been bandied about here is the number $5 billion. That's how many dollars North Korea believes it can get from Japan in the form of compensation for Japan's occupation of North Korea, occupation of the entire Korean Peninsula during the first half of the 20th century. I'll tell you, though, here, Bob, in Japan, people are not feeling particularly generous towards North Korea, not given the fact that they abducted 13 of their citizens and now they've revealed that they've been developing nuclear weapons.
So it'd be fair to say these talks are not going well.
Not well. There's one more day of talks scheduled, but no one here is expecting a major breakthrough.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Tokyo.